The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
This is us being on.
Welcome to another episode of the Damon Hahn Show.
Why are you saying that so horribly? Is that a funny voice you're doing?
No. No, it was my voice.
No, it wasn't. Well, yes, it was.
E40. How about that?
40. Yeah. The unfortunately named number. The number that contains its own spelling mistake. Like, how would that even happen? Why is there no U in 40? Four is a U. 14, we have a U. 40, fuck the U. What's it all about?
I'll take it up with the authorities.
Yep. Episode 40 of the Damon Hahn Show, after a long hiatus for no apparent reason.
We have various reasons.
What were the reasons?
I went away. You went away. We had...
Did I go away since the last episode?
You did go away.
I went in like mid-July. It's now October. We haven't done an episode in 7 months.
So we have various reasons. We just schedule problems, that's all. Life happens in this day and age.
I'm going to look it up. So, start some bibble babble.
You going to fact check during the show?
Let's do some bibble babble.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, bibble babble.
Battle? Battle of the Bibble Stars?
Yeah. We went to JFL 42, Just for Laughs 42. The third Just for Laughs, I believe. Number three. Third annual in Toronto, anyway. JFL 42.
July 15th. We haven't done a show in so long.
Well, that's what I said.
No one has brought this up, eh?
Other than me, yeah.
Wow, we suck. We're doing this for no one but us, and even we don't like it.
So?
I don't know. Why? Like, we should just throw the towel in, eh?
No, don't throw the towel in. This is how things start. It takes a while to get, you know, a running start. We had a bit of a crawling start.
Well, I guess...
There were a few dips and tumbles.
What are you talking about? I guess this is an unadvertised show. So anyone can put any show on iTunes, and unless anyone knows about it, no one will listen. Yeah?
Some people know about it. Some people listen.
You're saying that...
We have less than five
people who listen. So
we
that's...
should... Well, it would also help if we did it regularly... People could like look forward to.
Is that a problem? That would be a problem if anyone has said, "Where's a new show?"
Yeah, but it's like, why would I listen to a show if like, oh, look at this.
But nobody listens to it.
Well, it's like a chicken and egg. You can't expect people to start listening and demand stuff when they don't have the content for them to want.
That's the one thing I agree on is you have to build the archive.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't just start off and get it. People. Is that what you were just saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you been drinking?
Okay, so Bibble Babble.
JFL 42. Oh, yes.
Here's a funny thing. Nobody I know, that's an exaggeration, various people I talked to over the last few weeks, I mentioned JFL, and they go, oh, the thing in Montreal. Like, nobody knows it was it's a third year of a major 10-day event in Toronto.
It's... How many comics? 20 or 30 comics, at least. 50
is that a joke?
Comics? You're joking, right?
It's 42.
Always?
There's 42 acts/comics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Even you don't know about it.
I was there. I tell people, but I don't hear back from people. Well, last year we went with my friend, I don't know if you remember him, Jenning. He went to a bunch, but he didn't go this year.
Didn't we coincidentally bump into him at one event?
The thing is, like, yeah, most people think of the Montreal event because that's the big one. That's the popular one. That's the worldwide.
I was surprised that nobody knew it was in Toronto. I guess they have very bad or very non-existent advertising. The only people who know about it are the people who went last year.
Well, I guess it doesn't help that the people who went don't tell their friends who tell their friends who didn't tell their friends.
Yeah, so we went and saw some comedy acts.
We saw Ian Carmel, funny guy.
Ian Carmel, a chubby fella.
Wanda Sykes.
She was the, quote, headliner. That's the thing. That was like, okay, let's be honest, let's be fair.
There was only one comic as the headliner.
They had four? Five headliners?
Leonard Dunham. Lena Dunham? Lena Dunham.
Seth Ross.
Myers.
Myers. The guy with the mustache. So yeah. I guess four. Those three.
No. And Joe Rogan.
Was he a headliner?
And Wanda Sykes.
I think Rogan's...
Well, he was listed amongst those other people.
Okay, anyways. So, only Wanda Sykes is an actual stand-up comedian, or turned actress kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we saw her.
And she was funny.
She was funny.
I like the guy before her, too. And
her...
I forget his name. I'm sorry.
My feedback on Wanda Sykes was, like, it started off with just various topical comedy topics, including Obama, which was funny. But then, like, 80% of the routine was just her and her wife.
Yeah.
And she's always doing her wife's voice. She had this running joke where her wife was always smoking. And then, like, three quarters of the way through the set, the whole show, she says, by the way, she doesn't smoke. This is just the way I picture her or something. Like, that was funny. But anyways, the comedy joke highlight from her, for me, was she did this little segment where she was talking about her wife having a baby through C-section, and the doctor said before it, like, you do not want to see this, so we're going to put a little curtain separating you.
Yeah.
And then, like, later when the baby's actually born, the wife and the doctor are going, you got to see this, you got to see this. And then Wanda's like, no, you told me not to see it, I'm not going to look. And they're like, you got to see this, it's so beautiful. You look, and she goes, no. And then she does, with hilarious results.
It's a good bit.
Overall, like, I actually thought the material was better this year than last year, in terms of overall laughs.
You mean... all the acts?
The ones we saw. We saw six things. Yeah. It was just generally funnier.
Yeah, we also saw Tim Minchin, Mike Birbiglia, Dave Attell, who was super, super funny. I think he was probably my funniest. The first act, your choice. The SiriusXM Next Top Comic, and Andy Kindler's Alternative Comedy Hour.
Yep.
So that was a lot of comics, actually, just on those two last events. That was like...
Yep. Although we saw some repeats. We saw some Carmel repeats. Repeated. We saw
Carmel like three or four different times. Should this be called the Carmel Show?
Just for laughs.
Just for laughs 42. Thumbs up.
So
it's getting better every year.
It's in Toronto in September, third year now. So it'll be back next year. So when someone says JFL, you can say, oh, the Toronto one or the Mississauga? What is it? Montreal one. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking Bibble Babble, eh?
The other Bibble Babble.
What about...
Rob Ford for mayor?
Rob Ford.
Yeah. He now has a tumor.
He's not running for mayor. Is he mayor still?
He's
currently the mayor?
Yeah, by name. He's not doing anything. He's in the hospital and under treatment all the time.
Yeah, so Rob Ford, our crazy crack-smoking mayor, was diagnosed with some weird fat... He has, like, cancer of the fat, right?
He has a rare cancer.
Which is a cancer of the fat.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's like in his fatty thigh or something.
So we can just say in his thigh.
Okay.
Well,
the fat in his thigh, not in his, like, the muscle.
But it's in literally his thigh.
Okay, yes.
But that's not really the point. So he is not running, like, his whole thing was like, blah, 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 like, on October 27th, we're going to vote for me. You'll see. You'll see who's mayor.
He's a changed man because he went through rehab. And, yeah.
And then, out of the blue, his brother is running instead of him, Doug Ford.
So he continues he's continuing the Ford name as a mayoral candidacy.
And I always disliked Doug Ford more than Rob Ford, because Doug
was like a scary gangster.
He was just always lying and
thug.
He was always, I don't know, he was, like, to me, Rob Ford, I don't even know how to say this, and I'm a bit tipsy, but Rob Ford was just, like, an asshole. Not an asshole. No, he was, like...
A buffoon.
A buffoon. There's a good word.
He's a buffoon. He's something...
The other one is, like, intentionally kind of deceptive, malicious.
He's like this scary thug that you would not want to have to deal with in business, in alley, in the bar, in public, in private. You would not want to deal with him.
Anyways, I won't be voting for Doug Ford, and I wouldn't have voted for Rob Ford.
But here's
the twist. Rob Ford, who's getting his... He had one chemotherapy session and one more coming starting tomorrow. Is he still running?
He's still running for counselor in his
riding.
Yeah.
And here's a funny thing. There's, you know, we have the polls. What's his name? John Tory is like the current leading the polls. So he's leading in the polls in Ford Nation, in the district where everyone loves the Fords. John Tory is actually leading in Scarborough and Etobicoke, where the most Ford, quote, Ford Nation people
live. Is that
live.
True?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least it was a week ago.
Huh.
So, it seems John Tory will be our new mayor. Much to Han's chagrin, apparently.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of John Tory either. But, I mean, he's no Doug Ford.
He's half the man Doug Ford is. They're both hugely fat.
What? No. Doug Ford's not.
Doug Ford is...
He's a big guy, but he's not Rob Ford.
I think one was... Okay, remember they had their way off, which they abandoned. one was like 370 and one was 300, wasn't it? I don't know. Whatever. They're not thin fellas. Oh, God, I hate this episode. Yeah, turn around. Ready?
What? Turn around.
Turn around. Now the podcast is going to get a lot better.
Woo.
Because...
What do we have?
It's time for Triple Threat.
Triple Threat,
it's an exchange of comedy where we have a topic and we each write out three topic items to get you, the home viewers, laughing your heads off.
I see what you did there.
And today's topic is short form words here, bear related life hacks. So what did I say? I said life hacks that have something to do with bears.
Yeah. Bear related life hacks.
And who will start?
I guess I better start. So you do the finisher?
No, mine aren't. Do you have a good third one?
No. Well, they're both awful, so...
Both? There's three.
Yeah. I mean, my list and your list.
No, my list is funny.
Okay. So I'll go, and then you finish
yours.
Okay,
but my third one's dumb, but...
So, I did some research about bear-related life hacks.
We went to Lifehacker.
Lifehacker.
Searched for bears.
And,
now we're talking about
session.
The animal, not the hairy gay man.
I went to bearpedia.com, and one of these things that I see come up is, you encounter bears
in
the wild.
Are you now starting number one?
Yeah.
Or your first one?
Okay, good. So, if you... the consensus I saw, which kind of surprised me, because I didn't know about this... That's a new... Now you made me laugh for no reason.
That we could just channel that to our audience.
If only. So what they're saying is that if you see a bear in the wild, you should make a loud raspberry. That way, it becomes embarrassed for you and leaves.
You mean like a fart sound without farting?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which surprised me. I didn't know that was a thing.
Now, this was interesting. I did not know this. On Lifehacker, is that what it's called? Yeah. It says, instead of playing dead, try playing Grateful Dead songs. You can escape while the bear dances. I did not know this.
That's
interesting, eh? I guess these are life hacks, little ways to deal with life.
That's definitely a hack.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you would get eaten.
Yeah. That's what happens. But
this is a good way to hack your way to that.
Speaking of eaten, so this is another one. You know, commonly, you know, you encounter bears in the forest because you're there to camp, right? You're, you're there to, like, set up and have some fun in the outdoors.
Of course.
Live in nature.
Exactly.
So when you're setting up camp, this is a good tip.
Okay. What's the tip?
When you're setting up camp, you should switch the labels on your food and garbage bags to confuse the bears.
Oh,
and
I see.
Thought, wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
So
it's not obvious, but then it becomes obvious.
So they'll get the garbage and they'll be like, well, this was a waste.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Similarly, so you're out in the woods, right?
Hmm.
So it says here, when you're stranded in a wintry forest, honey, are you paying attention?
Yes.
You're not playing your game right now, are you?
No.
Okay. When you're stranded in a wintry forest, a bear pelt can mean the difference between life and death. Look for Bed Bath & Beyond near you and pursue their large selection of authentic animal rugs at competitive prices. I think I screwed that up.
So that's like a little consumer tie-in.
I meant to say look for a bed. So the joke was you'd think you'd have to kill a bear to get the pelt.
Yeah,
but instead, somehow in the woods, there's a Bed Bath & Beyond. I screwed that up. The joke is, just explained, okay. Now for a strong finish, Han, number...
What? I'm finishing? How did that happen? I thought you were going to finish.
I have a third. No, now we're doing our round three.
Okay, this is my third. Right. So this is you know, kind of a controversial topic.
Bears, yes.
You know, people are all into non-GMO or GMO. But according to Lifehacker, who I'm sure have done their homework, they're saying that you don't need to bother buying organic honey when you bait a bear trap. Those gluttonous oafs don't give a damn.
Hold on. There's bear traps you put honey in?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And the third thing that I saw on lifehacker.net, what is it? Anyways, for about bears, was this simple point, really, to think about. And that is... Remember, bears are more scared of you, Roseanne Barr.
Nice.
Okay. Good to know.
Good to know.
You didn't laugh? Get out.
I'm laughing on the inside. I laughed
see
a lot.
See what I did there? Anyways. Okay.
I laughed a lot at the beginning and then a little at the end.
You didn't laugh at all. On the...
How about, let's talk about a big quick...
Actually, in hindsight, all of mine sucked. No, I liked the last one. I screwed up the middle one. I think there was some humor in there. And the first one, now I regret.
What do you think about mine? You didn't care for
anything. I don't remember what they were.
True, neither do I. How about a...
Hold on. Let's go from us trying to be funny with established humor in a little segment I call A Time to Joke.
Oh, yes. Why not bring out the time to joke?
Now, I couldn't decide between these two, so I have them both.
Okay.
And
so
this came
jokes.
From a search. I ended up on a time to jokes. A time to joke. Get it? Two?
The number two?
This came from a little site I searched for, or a search term was terrible jokes that are like so bad they're funny.
.com?
.edu. Edu. Edu. did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
No.
Well, he worked his problem out with a pencil. And here's an interesting fact. How many
mathematicians only use pencils?
Oh, how many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb? A Brazilian!
Yeah, I like that one.
And it's true.
Oh, it's true. All right. How about we roll it back a bit?
Okay.
Pull ourselves back in.
Yes. Reel us in
to reality, and let's talk about a Netflix fix.
Okay, did you do this once before?
Yeah, I did it at least a couple times. Netflix fix. Remember what it's about? It's net shows and TV things you can see on Netflix.
So you're claiming you've done it at least two times before?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that shit.
You remember us talking about Netflix?
Yeah, no. No, once, yes. I don't remember it being two times in the past.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying I don't remember.
Okay.
No fight needed.
Very well. So for this episode's Netflix fix, what? I can't even say it anymore. BoJack Horseman. It's a new Netflix series released, what, like 2 months ago?
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is a Netflix show. I know it's on Netflix, but you're right, it isn't a Netflix original.
It's a Netflix original. BoJack Horseman, it's a cartoon.
Is it a crime drama? No.
No.
It's an equestrian themed. Oh, okay.
It's a cartoon.
Animated.
Animated, yeah. It's adult humor. Very adult, very mature humor. And I really enjoy it. Will Arnett plays the eponymous BoJack Horseman.
Now, why don't you explain what BoJack Horseman is? It's a guy whose head and kind of upper body is a horse.
Oh, what he himself physically is. Not
Will Arnett. I mean, the character in the show.
The character is a horse man. He's literally like a head of a horse on a man's body.
Yes. Who was in a sitcom that
called... He's like a washed
horse,
out...
Was it called Horsin' Around?
Horsin' Around, yeah. A burnt out actor from the 80s.
Now, this is in a universe where like half the people are human and half the people are animal heads on human bodies.
Exactly. And it's totally natural. Everyone is just fine.
Yeah,
with
this
it.
Is normal in this universe.
And some of them are actually like there's bird people who can fly, and there's various animals that have their share their actual animal traits and so forth.
It's very funny.
It's a big intro.
How would you describe like the humor?
It's like, if you like Archer, if you like Bob's Burgers, I feel like you'll like this kind of show.
I hate Bob's Burgers, but I really like BoJack Horseman.
It's kind
of like, it's a little Family Guy-ish too, in terms of some...
Well, there's a lot of flashbacks.
Flashback, yeah. And like,
they do a lot of flashback jokes.
Jokes that are impossible. Like, well, the fact that these animals exist are already impossible.
Right. But I think it's on a higher level than Family Guy. It doesn't use the same kind of gags.
Family Guy does what?
It doesn't use this. It has gags, but Family Guy gags are like somewhat more ridiculous. Family Guy gags often like refer to some like TV or movie star that.
Right.
I don't know. It seems like such a.
I've seen two episodes, and it's very funny.
I've watched actually the whole first season.
How many episodes are in the first season?
12.
So you're giving one hoof up.
High up.
No, two hooves up. For BoJack Horseman.
Here's the other thing I really like about it is that it's not just really light material. They actually get into character development. They actually get into some deep topics and they grow. And I like it.
And it's pretty offensive too, some of the jokes.
Some of the jokes
are adult.
Very adult, yeah.
Like if you find abortion funny, you'll enjoy this show.
Mm.
Was there an abortion thing in episode 2?
Possibly.
Okay. Netflix sucks. What's that segment called?
And now a Netflix fix.
Oh.
Well, I think it's just about time for us to hit our home run.
Yes. The reason why people have fast-forwarded through 24 minutes on this podcast.
You know, you always read that timeout, but when you add the intro, it's actually like a couple minutes off.
A couple of minutes? This includes
our
intro, our little extra bonus.
5 seconds.
Okay, so I think it's still pretty accurate.
It's now time for
Fakey Five,
wherein we read 5 items.
Half of which are fake. No.
One of which we've made up as whole cloth.
Made up and Han adapted from an existing one.
And it's like a list of related items, but the topics are somewhat random of our own choosing.
Completely random.
And we try to
well, not see, completely random.
We try to guess, and you can play at home along.
Yeah,
to see which one is
a lot of people are playing at home these days. I've
true
seen.
Or false.
What?
Four of them are true, and one is false.
Yes. Well, four of them are
real,
real, and one is not.
Someone
is made up or altered.
That's Fakey Five.
Okay. As usual, mine's a lame thing.
Okay, you could do yours first.
Related to boobs or something that I just whip up, and yours always has put thought into it. It's topical.
This week's not topical.
Okay, so I'll start. Now you know movies, right?
Do I ever?
You know how there's like, you know, The Godfather.
Mm.
You know they made a Godfather Part 2.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Huh.
And I believe it's one. I did a little trivia. We just saw this recently on TV on the weekend, actually, which was yesterday. Before Godfather Part 2, they didn't really make sequels. They didn't name movies sequel names, like with the numbers, right? Sequel numbers.
I see.
Because they didn't think that people would want to see, like, Godfather Part 2. I already saw The Godfather. What, they're adding some extra scenes? Like, they didn't quite understand even what it means to be a sequel. So studios reluctantly named it Godfather Part 2. Then it was a huge success, and that started the dawn of sequel number movie name titles.
Okay.
So, The Godfather Part 2 is pretty, not a bad title. It tells you what's going on. We're, like, continuing the Godfather story. What? But there have been some bad sequel movie title names, and these are five of the worst movie sequel names, four of which are real, one is made up, and we'll start with Gingerbread Man 2, colon's a little, the symbol.
Yeah.
Passion of the Crust.
Of course it is.
Then we have Cats and Dogs, colon.
Is it Cats with a K?
No, the C. Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Whew.
Then we have number three is Air Bud, colon, Seventh Inning Fetch.
Why does that sound so perverted?
Number four is Shrek, colon, Ogre My Dead Body.
But we already know there was a Shrek second following. Oh, this is not necessarily number two.
No,
this
Gingerbread Man is named two. And the rest
the other ones
don't
just
have numbers in them.
Some point.
Yeah. Shrek, colon, Over My Dead Body. And number five is Alvin and the Chipmunks, colon, Chipwrecked.
Okay.
That sounds sexual somehow now.
Let's.
So I'll just read them again. Gingerbread Man 2, Passion of the Crust. Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. Air Bud, Seventh Inning Fetch. Shrek, Ogre My Dead Body. And Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked.
I like how they're all, like, play on words. That's very... Someone's having a lot of field day.
The amazing thing is four of these were movies made, yeah. Released, and officially titled that.
Like, I immediately want to say Gingerbread Man 2? What? But, the Air Bud thing, I believe, because there's, like, 30 Air Bud movies, all of them straight to video... Straight to children's VCRs. Shrek? Are there ones that went straight to video? Possibly. I feel like they probably try to milk that franchise behind the scenes quite a bit. What was the fifth one? Oh, the Chipmunks. Yeah, I believe it's Shipwrecked. Whatever they call it. Chipwrecked?
Yes.
What was the one I'm missing now?
Cats and Dogs.
Cats and Dogs. That's the one I'm going to say is fake.
You're going to say number two,
number
Cats
two.
And Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore, is fake.
I'm going to say number two.
Well, I'm afraid that you are wrong.
Oh, darn.
Because I made up Shrek, Ogre My Dead Body.
Oh.
But you were right about, there's been like 12 Shrek movies, like most of them now just on DVD.
Yeah, they go under the radar and like,
so
you don't even know about them.
I should have checked to see if that actually was a real title. And actually, I think now I made a mistake in number one.
What?
Unless I typed it in wrong. Like, it actually says Ginger Dead Man, not Gingerbread Man. And I copy-pasted it. Yeah, Ginger
Dead
Man.
That's both racist and...
Okay, first of all, you would have guessed that for sure. Like, there's even a movie that has a one that you've ever heard of. Ginger Dead Man.
What was the second half of it? What's the crush have to do with
You're right.
Dead Man? That must be a typo, like an auto.
No, I copy and pasted it, so it can't be a typo. We'll look that up and give feedback next episode, which we always forget. Okay, so I win.
Okay, well, my turn for Fakey 5. These are, you may have seen this before, these are adorable slang terms for sexual intercourse from the last 600 years. You may remember this article. It was on mentalpulse.com.
I've only been having sexual intercourse for 6 of the last 600 years.
Okay, well, that may help. So these are like outdated terms for
sexual
intercourse.
Sorry. Anyways, go on.
Four of them are real, apparently, according to this article, and one
Hold on, what's the source? I don't get it. Like, according to some guy?
No, it's just collected over literature and so forth from 600 years.
So if anyone...
It's used in books, and yeah, exactly.
Are they, like, multiple referenced?
It's probably terms that were used or described sites at that time.
Lay it on me.
And obviously they're English. These are not like...
Japanese?
Number one, give someone a green gown. Number two, fadoodling. Number three, grasping knuckles. Number four, dance the kipples.
What? The kipples?
The kipples. K-I-P-P-L-E-S. And number five, shot 'twixt wind and water.
What?
Shot 'twixt. T-W-I-X-T.
Okay, like, so I'm going to...
Wind and water.
I can't fathom you making that up. So I'm discounting that. I'm also discounting the knuckle one. So what are the remaining three?
Number one, give someone a green gown.
Green gown.
Fadoodling.
Fadoodling and...
Dance the kipples.
Dance the kipples.
And you're discounting grasping knuckles, shot 'twixt wind and water.
Yes. Have I already made a mistake? You never say.
I never say.
Okay, so we got the green...
This is not the Monty Hall problem.
The green gown... fadoodling. And what's the last one?
Dance the kipples. That's like 4 times you asked. Dance the kipples.
Kipples, green gown, and fadoodling. I can't picture you making a green gown, too. Although, I guess if it was like hurl the green gown, you could have changed it to dance the green gown.
No, I wouldn't do something like that.
No. So, I can't see how the green gown one was something else that you altered. I'm going to go with... Are you nervous right now?
I'm sweating on the inside.
Ew.
Internally?
Kipper? I'm going to fadoodling.
Fadoodling was a term used in 1611.
Oh, great. Right at the beginning.
The one I made was grasping knuckles. I made it up.
You entirely made it up?
Now you can think of grasping knuckles. Yep.
Did you just make it up?
I made it up.
Yeah, it's rare.
It's good.
Wow, so I discounted the correct one. I don't do that a lot.
No, that's rare.
Grasping
that
knuckles.
That
was the most sensible of all of them.
I know. I made it up based on something that I thought made sense.
Ew, I mean, you've grasped knuckles before?
Yeah, that was Fakey 5. We both won and lost. Oh, how about a little how tweet it is? How tweet it is where I read a tweet that I find funny or insightful or usually just funny. This week, it's a tweet by Andrew Valkoskis.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on him.
Andrew Valkoskis. I'm not even going to read his Twitter handle. It's Avalkoskis.
You just said you're not going to read it. So you're a liar.
Here's the tweet. It's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs because they always take things literally.
Yeah, I know that.
That's how tweet it is. Is it?
Didn't I give... Wasn't that a time to joke?
Was it?
That was a pun I remember when I looked up for a time to joke, I got on this Reddit list of puns, I think I may have said that one.
Oh my god.
First of all, that's not even his. That's just a well-known pun from the ages.
Well.
How bad do you feel now?
I feel awful.
How plagiarized it was. Okay, Han, it's time for you to make some money, because I can see you're still using an iPhone 4 that
it's 1994.
Doesn't work.
What?
Okay,
2004.
So I'm going to give you a chance to win $1 million.
Okay.
And it involves an orgy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go
on. You're on. and specifically, I'm talking about random.org, which is a funny way that a coworker calls the website random.org, because it's kind of correct the way you pronounce it, like O-R-G, O-R-G. So okay. random.org. So we have all these weird gambling games we play at work now where things are decided on random.org's generation of random numbers between 1 and 100. It uses some sort of truly, as best as you can get these days, random generation. You can go to the site and see how they do it. It has to do with, like, atmospheric data and stuff, like, I don't know what it is.
They have a good random generation engine. Algorithm.
Anyway, so all you have to do to win $1 million is simply guess, I'm going to pick 5 numbers between 1 and 100, and you should guess them within 2. So you have a range of 5, right?
Okay.
So I'm now going to go to my app.
What? So you're going to live generate them?
Yes. Okay, so I'm ready to go. So I'm going to press randomize, and then you are going to tell me a number between 1 and 100.
23.
Yes! You win the first round. 21. All you have to do is 4 more and $1 million. Next number is being randomized.
62.
Wrong. The game is over. You did not win $1 million.
Was
it? 19.
What? What's the next number?
28.
So they're all under... Okay.
42. 22. 56. 77. All right, fine. 65. What was yours?
Dave and app? It was 62.
Interesting. The random number generator app from random.org is a 99-cent add-on on the iPhone, but it's free on Android.
What does that say?
But that brings us to Nerd Alert.
Nerd Alert. Okay, what is your Nerd Alert?
Well, I think it's we should just say
what
the device I'm using right now, because I, Johnny Android Moore, am holding my hands an iPhone 6 Plus. I have somehow switched from Android to iPhone, which I called the worst phone ever to meet Earth. That's not true. But, yeah. So I have an iPhone 6 Plus.
Have you tried bending it?
I'm not a bender.
Okay.
How are we doing on time? 37 minutes? So, why did I get this? Well, first of all, you know I get bored of phones quickly and like to get something new and exciting.
Sure.
I had some complaints about the iPhone that have kind of been addressed over the years. That's part of the reason. Like, one thing I disliked was there was no LED.
Yes.
And now, there's still no LED. But, because of the Pebble Watch, I no longer need an LED.
You get your alerts.
Because I get my notifications as they come, and I'm always aware of them. So I don't have to wonder what did I miss while I was in the can.
You can see it on your wrist.
And in the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so LED has been taken care of. Nothing I didn't like was how Android, you can have all these third-party keyboards, and you couldn't on the iPhone. But with the recent release of iOS 8, you now can have third-party keyboards, including SwiftKey, which I really liked on Android. It still needs some work, but it's available now and it works. Could be better, and I guess will be improved over time.
Okay.
Then there was, like, you couldn't hide apps on the iPhone like you could on the Android. And that was a problem. Still is a problem. Except I found a little workaround bug where you kind of can. And also, this has, like, this thumbprint thing. It's like, no one can even use this phone unless you have my thumb. And a lot of people I know don't have my thumb.
Most of them,
Whatever. Anyways, but I shouldn't be hiding my porn in the phone anyways.
Okay.
You know? Or if you, whatever. Just stop looking through my phone, everybody, okay? was there any other reasons? There's like a million others.
You can't exchange the battery. You can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the reason why I got the 6 Plus instead of the 6, that's what everyone, that's on the every listener's mind right now. They're like, Dave, why not get the 6? Well, there are two reasons. One is I don't think it's too big like the rest of the world did because my previous phone, the LG G3, was pretty much the same size, the same width, but just slightly less height. So I was used to this form factor. And the 6 Plus has a better battery than the 6, and I'm all gay for batteries. And I must say that I'm very impressed with the iPhone 6 Plus battery. Part of it is because it's just a new phone. You always get, like, good, delicious battery at the beginning, and then all hell breaks loose after 6 months. But, yeah. You know, with like my light to moderate use, it could last 2-3 days of, you know, use for or on standby, like, you know, I don't know, over a week or something and stuff. So, whatever.
You use your phone mostly for listening to podcasts and...
And email, just getting emails quickly.
And messaging.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I don't play games or watch videos or...
Talk on the phone.
Very rarely. And I don't use Facebook on it or anything. Whatever. So, I'm already bored with this episode and this topic. So, anyways, I'm now but an you iPhone like it. Guy.
Yeah, so you see yourself holding on to that for a while?
Well, I'm going to sell. I'm officially on this phone now. I'm going to sell the LG and get on with my fucking life.
Good. You do that.
Unfortunately, I have terminal cancer and I only have about a week left to live. Lies. But it will be with this brand new iPhone.
Well, I've got a nerd alert.
A what?
If you're done?
I'm done.
My nerd alert is about a little video game that I've been kind of playing around with on and off. It's fun. It's called,
I like to call this segment Snooze Alert.
What? It's called Hammer Watch.
Okay.
Hammer Watch. It's kind of like Gauntlet. You pick a character.
Hold on, what?
Gauntlet, the video game.
I love Gauntlet.
You remember Gauntlet? You pick the warrior or Valkyrie.
Totally. Elf, wizard and elf.
Wizard and elf. And elf you pick up the food. Badly. Sometimes you can shoot the food.
What is this?
There's monster generators.
So it's Gauntlet?
And keys. And no, the game is called Hammerwatch.
No, I know, but it's like Gauntlet.
It's like Gauntlet.
Okay, how come you never told me about this?
It's like... But it's... here's the thing.
What? It's a turn-based...
No, it's not turn-based. It's totally action-y, shooting, move around.
Hammer what?
Hammer Watch. And this one, it's actually more like an RPG in that... I guess in Gauntlet 2, you could upgrade your character.
No such game.
Gauntlet 2?
Is it two words, I guess?
Hammer Watch? It's on Steam.
Steam? I thought it was an iPhone game. This is Nerd Alert, not what's happening.
Yeah. It's not why would it be on the iPhone? No, it's not. Sorry. There probably are Gauntlet types. Maybe yeah, there's Gauntlet for the iPhone. But anyway, I like it. If you like
Can you Gauntlet play and, online with someone else?
Yeah, you can. That's actually the main point because there's other classes.
So why haven't you told me? Like, I'm surprised. Oh, yeah, because...
Here's the biggest minus I have with this game. It doesn't randomly generate the maps. They're always the same.
Just like Gauntlet.
I guess. No, is it? Yes. Yeah, maybe. So
Gauntlet only had like 5 things that just kind of rotated them and stuff.
So, yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's kind of the thing that I'm not a big fan about. It's like, and it's kind of repetitive because these maps are just huge. I'm like on the second dungeon area. And it's just like the same monsters, and you're fighting them all over again, and it's like the same traps. And it's so big. There's a lot of backtracking, too, because it's like you're trying to find things, and you don't know. It's just big just like and real open. Life. Just like real life. It is fun, but I can only play like.
Have you been playing with other people?
So. No, I haven't.
Lonely Lurt. Well, I want to play it.
Well, you can play it.
Good.
Okay, so that's my nerd alert.
I guess it's time for Bookie Look.
Oh, Dave's Bookie Look.
But I have 3 skeptical blathers. Oh, hold on. Let's just do Would You Rather. Okay. These are quick.
Quick.
Han, this is very simple. Would you rather be able to see through walls?
All walls?
Yeah. Or see through women, meaning, like, to know, you know the movie What Women Want? Like, kind of read their thoughts?
What are you talking about? Okay, see through walls yeah. so I could see what's going on in the next room.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of interesting.
Here's the interesting thing, though. Can you see through like, the next wall? Do you have to be in the next room to see through the next wall?
But it's probably. I feel like it would be only one wall at a time. Is it infinite walls? I don't know.
What do you mean infinite walls?
Like, could I see through a building to the other side? What's going on?
How
does this power manifest itself?
Whatever Superman could do. Could Superman see through walls?
He couldn't see through lead. That was his weakness.
Okay, well, you can, though.
Okay, good.
Okay, so
or you have to I make can a choice read here. Women's minds.
Well, you'll hear their thoughts, like in the movie. What?
I didn't see that movie, so I have to like look at a woman or concentrate or think about. Them.
Yeah, you have to kind of focus on the woman. Like if I was a woman, I'd be like Han. Like how are things? Meanwhile, I'm like, God, I hate Han. I wish he would just leave now.
And this applies to all women.
And all walls.
And all walls. I think both of them are kind of interesting. I would choose the women one, I guess, because it's just like...
Well, I guess seeing through walls...
Although I have problems with, like, this sex-specific power.
What?
A sexual orientation-specific power or a sexual...
What's going on here? Like, you don't... It won't work on lesbians? What are you saying?
No, I have a problem that it's, like, only works on women and not on everybody. It's kind of weird that it only works on women.
So you won't know if guys are into you?
Well, I just feel like it would be useful to know what everyone's thinking and not just women.
Well,
but that's one of the... even if it's just half the population or whatever it is, I'll pick that
up. So you're picking...
Because I feel like that's much more useful.
Well, to get laid, for sure.
I don't want to manipulate
people. You can't
see
people, through a wall. Like, you
which
may,
is
be able to
the problem of all this. But I don't see what seeing through walls is really going to get me. Like, now I'm a peeping Tom, officially.
What? Wow, that was a surprise.
All right, Dave, would you rather...
Surprise admission.
I made my choice. Would you rather, A, sleep 2 days a week, like, so you sleep 48 hours at a time, but you're fully awake the other 5 days.
Okay.
So you don't have to sleep during those other 5 days. You're just
yes,
like,
I get
on.
It. And the, is the 2 days sleep, hold on, is that like refreshing and what my body needs?
Yeah, you don't have to worry
I'm
about
deprived.
You don't have to worry about eating. It's like a mini hibernation.
But I mean, it's also good for me. Like, it's not harming me.
No, this is like how you would live. Yeah, this is what you'd have to do.
Okay, because there's a lot of I was trying to say, like, there's a lot of health issues that are kind of caused
your body
by
would naturally handle being
so it'd
still
be like
for two
kind
hours,
of the ideal
days.
Sleep for my body.
Yeah, you would move around and you wouldn't have to worry about kind of problems of like staying still, kind
or,
of stuff. Or you sleep 3 months a year, and you're fully awake the other nine.
Okay, so that, to me, there's no benefit of that over the other one.
Why? Because you miss out on winter or some...
But you think just the 2 days, there's practicalities of, like, goodbye, lovers and work. Like, I'm leaving now for 3 months. No, if I did that choice, I'd definitely do the two-day one. Done.
But it's...
Don't try to convince me that I chose wrong.
Okay, but here's the other thing to think about, is that the 3 months a year versus 9 months is less sleep. You'd be sleeping overall less.
That's okay. I've already made my choice.
Okay.
Good.
Good. You're right.
Good.
You also, said you had a skeptic like, babber?
What? Really, like, there's not much to do like in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, that's the problem I was thinking for me is like, what would you if you get hungry?
But if you have energy, can you get like another job? Like, can you work 24 hours
you
a day?
You can do whatever. Yeah, you have the energy.
Whatever. So that's the one I'm picking. Easy picks this week on the good old Would You Rather.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna start these powers immediately.
No, well, you can't start immediately. There's no girl here. for a woman.
Skeptical Bob, or you mentioned.
So, first of all, you know the iPad? You don't have an iPad, do you?
I don't.
I just started reading Skeptical Inquirer and Skeptic on the iPad, and that's a good thing for the iPad. I would normally get those magazines, usually more Skeptical Inquirer than Skeptic. Go off to the world's biggest bookstore, which is the name of an actual bookstore that is now since closed, and pick them up, $5 or $8 or something. But now, like, this is not new news, but I mean, like, the subscriptions for, like, $13 for Skeptical Inquirer, I believe that they're both of them are 6 issues a year. So it would normally be $30, and I get it. Like, as soon as it's released, like, I don't know why I'm trying to sell people on digital magazines, but it's, I don't know why I didn't do it until now. It's so good.
And you have it forever? Like, if you want to go back to an old
I guess
issue?
As long as you have your device and your account, whatever, I don't know. Why, is that a concern? Like,
well, I don't know. I think that's like a nice...
I don't think anyone's ever gone back to anything.
But that's the thing, like, going through old magazines, like, oh, wow, look at that. Old magazines.
Right. Anyways.
I think that's a plus.
So, any weirdo listeners who like those skeptical things and have an iPad and hasn't
but
tried that out...
This probably applies to all magazines, though, right? You think?
Yeah, I think all magazines work the same way.
No, but I'm just saying the conveniences you're talking about can
be
enjoyed.
First of all, it's cheaper. Like, it's kind of all benefit. Like, it's cheaper. You get it sooner. You get it right away. And
but you
like,
don't get
no
those
trees
little,
are harmed.
You don't get those little perfumed insets and whatever.
And you can do a search, like, something about boobs in this. You type in boobs. Like, you know, you can't do that in a real magazine. Mm. And there's, of course, people who say, I love the smell of a magazine in the morning.
That was left in the doctor's office.
Now, Brian Dunning is in jail.
Is this Skeptical Blabber? Where's the Skeptical Blabber?
Brian Dunning is a skeptical... What do you mean? Podcast guy is skeptical?
Okay.
What, it has to be a skeptical topic that people believe? Is that what you're upset now?
No. Is this the Skeptical Blabber? That's what I'm asking.
Blather,
is it?
I have 3 points. One was iPad Skeptical Magazines.
Okay.
2 is Brian Dunning in jail.
Okay, go on with Brian Dunning in jail.
Well, it's just interesting. Like, Brian Dunning is the host of the creator of Skeptoid podcast. Originally, for the first 200 and something episodes, they were all great topics that were amazing. But once he talked about everything skeptical, he's now talking about, or, like, it's still hit, it's not as good as the originals because it's like the voodoo monster of the Chicoray Caves is like a topic. So there's a lot of, like, just ghosts and monsters of specific regions that no one's ever heard of that's being debunked. Like, the debunkingness is always top-notch, like, well-researched and, you know.
Professional?
Even if you don't care for it, it's still like a good listen. Anyways, because of some weird, unrelated thing where he was something with Amazon affiliates and software that tracked cookies...
They made a software that essentially made it look like people who used their software were clicking links and thus got
they
them
made
a lot
millions.
Of millions.
He admitted, like, he was wrong and, like, it was wrong. So he's going to jail for, like, I think 18 months or something, like, over a year.
That's the thing.
Prison. Like, is this weird?
That's the thing. I was like, yes, he should be punished, but I think it should be a monetary punishment. Like, he just made software that... fool people into, like, giving him money. Is that a jailable offense, maybe?
Fooled Amazon into giving him money, not people.
Yeah, I guess those people didn't.
Anyways, that's just weird. Like,
it's theft, but is it really jailable theft? I don't know. Maybe. Because the amount of money, I think, is the...
What? 54 minutes? See what we did?
The amount of money was probably the tipping point, wasn't it? Or was it the fact that it was... Was it cross-border or something? Okay, what's your third blather? Or did you have more to say about Brian Dunning?
Well, the last one was... just remember, like, we played drunk poker with him in Las Vegas.
He was somewhat not a good player.
didn't know how to play, and he was a lot drunk, but everyone was.
Yeah.
So, we had him and then Michael Shermer on our table. It was like...
Was it Shermer? We also played with Steve Novella.
Yeah, but he was... Yeah. I guess, like, this is not shocking, because that night they had various skeptic celebrities rotating around the tables.
Yeah.
But it was like... Like, Brian Dunning and Shermer are both involved in weird legal issues and stuff.
Well, very different.
Yeah. But, I mean, we had, like, the controversy leaders tipsy and playing with us. Didn't sound right. Not at all. Okay, so my time to hate is that I forgot my time to hate. I had a really good one, and I could not remember what it was, and I hate that. So that's what my time to hate is. You got anything else? You have like 100 more things.
No, well, I had a what's happening.
Okay, what's happening on?
Hey, what's happening? My what's happening this week is a game, and you're right. I was going to talk about a game this week on what's happening. This game is Star Realms.
Whoa, Star Realms. Is this that thing you've been playing that looks so boring?
It is.
It's in like super hard to read. Font.
It's a terribly... I mean, I'm sorry, guys, but the game was, or the iPhone app is just terrible. Terrible? It's hard to read. The interface is kind of janky. And, like, I like the sound effects, but other than that, it's like they actually used the card art. Like, so it's based on a card game. So they used the card art, but it's, like, so difficult to read because the cards are tiny. They're, like, little. So they should have rebuilt a graphic library for the iPhone app. But regardless, despite all that, it's still a great game. It's still so much fun.
If you have trouble sleeping,
I have the physical version of the game. And it's like, you always have to be shuffling and dealing cards and doing all this stuff. You know, the app just makes sense because now you just tap and click and drag and so forth. So it's just all the fun, just, you know.
Minus the readability.
Minus the readability. So that's... And you can play against other people, which is also fun. I do like playing.
Unlike the regular one, I see.
Yep.
So that's what's happening.
What's happening?
Yeah. Good. And in our 57th minute...
Do you have a quickie?
What?
What?
Okay, we'll save my real skeptical bother for next time.
Oh.
We did that. I have a movie look. Forget that. Let's just, let's keep it under an hour. Give us a good parting thought, and let's part some thoughts. Get this.
My parting thought for episode 40 is there's no such thing as neutrality when people are being oppressed. The standard you walk past is the standard you accept.
What the hell? Say that again in easier to understand bites.
Tweet by Amy Davis Roth.
Okay, so you just threw another how tweet it is as a parting thought.
But this wasn't a funny one, so.
No, well, it's funny that you would do that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That is peculiar of me.
Okay, here's my parting thought. Ready? Gone Girl.
What's Gone Girl?
A movie title and a book title. I just took something else, made it a parting thought, and there you go.
What, you're upset? This is a thought that you can take home as like a little bit of a tip.
It's a tweet. And also, remember, I always thought parting thoughts were from your heart.
Okay, but this is from my heart as well, because I emphatically believe...
Okay, so say it again. Let's just hear it together. One more time. Don't stumble in the middle of this time. Go.
I didn't stumble.
You did make a stumble.
There is no such thing as neutrality when people are being oppressed. The standard you walk past is the standard you accept.
So I don't understand what that means. I'm dumb.
So if you see someone...
Neutrality? This is not net neutrality.
No, this is just being neutral about whatever. So if you see someone being sexist or misogynistic or homophobic or whatever, and you don't say anything, that means you're okay with it. Even though you might not be inside and you're thinking, that person shouldn't have said that, the fact that you don't say anything is kind of like you saying, that's okay. That is the point.
So basically, you're voting for Olivia Chow.
For VHS?
Olivia Chow.
I don't know. I do like Ari Goldkind as well.
The guy you just found out about tonight? Or you knew him before?
I knew him before. I actually would have probably voted for David Sinaki but he unfortunately pulled out too early.
Did he That's put his whatever behind another candidate?
Is he what? No, now he. Well, a lot of his votes are now going towards John Tory, I guess.
No, usually when someone pulls out, he says, "And please vote for whatever." He didn't do that?
I don't remember who it was. It might be John Tory.
Of course it might be. It could be anyone.
It could be anyone. I don't remember.
Okay. I don't believe you, but...
Why?
I think you're mad that it probably was John Tory, and you don't like John Tory, so you're kind of forgetting. But this is just throwing it out there. I have no evidence to back this up.
Okay.
See, but you're claiming you have no idea. You did not know. You didn't read what it was, and you're just guessing. It's possible, but you don't know who it could be.
I don't know who it was.
Okay. Wouldn't it be cool if it wasn't? Then I'd be like all totally wrong.
Well, who cares?
I care.
All right. That's the parting thought. That's how this ends.
Wow. This is such a well. Episode 40 was not among our best.
Well, we're a bit rusty. We've been away. We've been putting on the pounds.
Yep.
We've been lazing about, taking it easy.
Okay, then. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Especially you, Susie.
We enjoy feedback, so please don't hesitate to let us know how
apparently you
we're doing.
Have been hesitating, but do not hesitate anymore. Give us the feedback. A piece of your ear, please. That's not how it works. Okay. Whatever. Good night. Goodbye. Good luck.
So long.
Farewell. Da 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 da. Hello, my name is David.
Hello, my name is Han.
And unfortunately, this is our podcast.
Good evening.